Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts, and I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Lord Fairfax Community College. Having provided higher education and career training for the past half century, LFCC is tightly interwoven into the fabric of the Northern Shenandoah Valley and Piedmont regions. Join me every week for conversations with current and former students to hear their funny and inspiring stories as we learn about their journey to higher education, the role that LFCC has played, where they are now, and where they plan to go. We'll also talk to current and former professors about their experiences and best memories of LFCC over the past 50 years. Get every single episode as they're released on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, on Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for LFCC Stories. Hello and welcome to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. Happy Thursday. As you are listening to the show today, we of course have pre-recorded our conversation for LFCC Day. It is LFCC Workforce Solutions this month, so I am on the screen with Guy Curtis. Joining him is Jaleese Ballin. She is also with LFCC Workforce. And Guy, we're going to talk leadership, which I love because, you know, that's one of my favorite topics. I talk with you about leadership. I talk with Dr. Dave about leadership. Miles Davis from back in the day and I used to talk about leadership. When you were on a few months ago, we were talking about Leadership Institute. I imagine it's full on underway right now.
Yeah, it's going really well. We have a full cohort that the program kicked off last month. And so they'll begin to continue their leadership journey for the next 11 sessions or so until next year. And so that's been an awesome program for us for over the years. The Leadership Institute has served over 240 individuals at this point in its 10th year and over 35 local employers. And so we're very proud of that program. It's probably our middle level tier when it comes to leadership development. And so many employers over the years have taken advantage of that program to help grow the young emerging leaders that they have. And so today we're very excited to kind of continue that leadership discussion. This is our 2.0, I guess, version of coming back to the show and sharing a new program we've developed for a lot of the young and emerging leaders who are coming out of the woodwork, because many of our partner employers that we work with in industries, specifically in manufacturing and construction trades, they're seeing a huge boom of individuals being thrusted into new leadership roles for the first time. And so we believe we have the perfect solution for that next step in evolution of those who are leaving their peer-to-peer kind of role and now peer-to-boss situations and being thrust into these new leadership opportunities. So we're excited to announce our Leadership Basecamp program that's going to be starting later in September. And I have Jaleese here on the line today with me to help kind of talk through what the program, all the steps that we took to get it established. So we have an advisor council she'll speak to a little bit, as well as some of the efforts we will pull this course together to help that local need.
And Jaleese, like I just said, you guys don't just decide, hey, we're going to do this program because we always have a waiting list for Leadership Institute. So let's do Leadership Institute Light. You really do reach out to the community. You talk to the employers. You figure out what the need is before you put together a program of this magnitude.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a pretty comprehensive scorecard process that we go through. And for this program in particular, we kind of had an inkling that there was a need, but the catalyst of this actually stems from a survey that we put out last August, and we sent it out to local businesses in our service region. So across Frederick, Shenandoah, Fauquier, Rappahannock, Warren, Clark, and Page counties, and of course, Winchester City. And so it went out to over 5,000 contacts or leaders in these local businesses. And we had over 120 respond. And the survey was really to kind of get a pulse check on how businesses were doing as we were at that time starting. It looked like we were kind of reaching towards the end of COVID and the shutdown. Of course, we know that we had phase two, but we were trying to understand how businesses in our community had been impacted by COVID. What was their plan for kind of returning to business as usual, if you will, and also what needs they had to get back to that place. And so one of the things that we talked about was where were their gaps and needs for training and upskilling. And it was really interesting because what we saw emerge to top of the list was leadership, and particularly frontline leadership and communication. And when we broke it down by industry, it especially emerged when we were looking at our manufacturing and construction industry. So that kind of first planted the seeds, and we started doing some market research and looking at some of the data and the demand for jobs. And we realized, whereas a lot of other businesses saw a slowdown and an economic downturn during COVID, our manufacturing businesses in the area saw the opposite. Their demand increased. And so they have a strong need to recruit and hire and fill these positions. And so we started talking to our local businesses about what was happening. And they said their struggle was that because they were recruiting so many people, that they were having to move people forward and promote them faster than they would have in the past. So whereas it might have taken a company, you know, might have taken a person 3 years to progress to a line leader or a team leader role in a manufacturing company, now they were getting promoted as quickly as 18 months, like brand new on the job. And so they had learned the technical process, but not all those leadership skills. So we took all that data, we ran it through our scorecard process, started looking at it, and then we really wanted to make sure we were developing something that really met the needs of our local business leaders. And so then we invited several of our local manufacturing, distribution center, and construction companies to come to campus and be a part of our advisory group. And we gave them lunch and invited them to come. And we had representatives from six different local companies, many of these national brands. And we presented to them, this is what we're hearing. This is what we're thinking of putting together. What do you think? And it was incredibly affirming because they really echoed the struggle that they're having to find people with these skills, to get them upskilled quickly, to help support them so they can be successful, and to really retain and invest back into their employees, who are these very young, new leaders who have never, they know the technical skills, but they've never had to manage employees or lead a process. And so this was all very new for them. And they really had some really great feedback and insight for us on just how challenging that is and the larger impact it has to their business. So all of that went into putting together and really shaping what this program is now looking like.
You bring up a good point that sometimes I think the big misconception out there is being a leader is just about being able to tell people what to do. And yeah, that is such a tiny, tiny little piece of being a good leader, because you have to know how to tell them what to do. You have to understand all of the different aspects that go into getting the job from point A to point B to point C. And if you've only been at a particular company for a year, 18 months, it is kind of hard to understand and navigate and know how to talk to different people in different ways. So this seems like the perfect opportunity for them to be able to train these leaders.
Yeah, I mean, we have a common phrase we like to say at work is that leaders aren't born. You know, there are people who kind of innately have some of those skills naturally, but everybody needs some sort of mentoring or training to really become an effective leader. And it's especially difficult transition when you go from working as someone's peer to pivoting to being their supervisor. That's a tricky situation. And so that's a lot of what this covers, is how do you make that transition from being the peer or the buddy or the coworker to now being the supervisor, the leader, you know, the manager, and what are those skills that you need to communicate effectively, to troubleshoot problems, to be productive. And so that's what this Leadership Base Camp is all about, is giving them that starting place. Just, you know, we named it Base Camp because we like that visual of mountain climbers. They have a starting place where they gather all of their equipment and the core things that they need before they start making their ascent. And that's what we view this as. You are really learning those foundational skills and those things you need before you start making your journey and your career and up through leadership.
So you say that this is really geared towards or best geared towards manufacturing, construction. What about other types of industries or maybe smaller businesses that are having the same struggle because they have even less people that they have to figure out how to make work in various positions?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that this program would work for any company. The reason why we chose to target manufacturing is because what we have found is in the past when we've done leadership training is you will get a bunch of folks who are in a manufacturing industry and you give them training that was designed for an office setting and they know it right away. And it's very frustrating because the challenges that they face are very different than what you have in an office setting. And so we wanted to make sure we developed something that really understood that and addressed it because they are very different and unique challenges. But that being said, I think for anybody, whether it's financial, healthcare, small business, they're going to still take away from that, be able to personalize it to, oh yeah, that's similar to this challenge that I have. So it absolutely could work for any industry.
Let's take a break. When we come back, can we get in the weeds a little bit about the actual program? Talk about some of the topics, how the structure of it works, how many classes are there and all of that sort of thing in the next segment?
Sounds great.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about Leadership Base Camp. It is one of the new programs offered at LFCC Workforce Solutions. Guy Curtis and Jaleese Ballin are on the screen chatting with me about it. We're going to talk more with them when we come back in just a couple of minutes.
Got a financial decision to make or a goal to reach, but you don't know where to start? You've come to the right place. Introducing Quick Money Chats with the Northern Shenandoah Valley Financial Education Program. Visit tinyurl.com/quickmoneychat to schedule a virtual chat with a staff member or trained volunteer. We won't tell you what to do, but we will give you the tools you need to choose wisely. And because Virginia Cooperative Extension is part of Virginia Tech and Virginia State, your land-grant universities, you can be sure that our information is credible and trustworthy. And you'll know that we aren't trying to sell you something. Maybe you want to improve your credit score or reduce your banking overdraft fees, or even figure out if you can afford to buy that car. Sorting through tons of information on the internet can be overwhelming, and sometimes it can be hard to know who to trust. Schedule a quick money chat and get the information you need to take action. Go to tinyurl.com/quickmoneychat and get financial education personalized for you.
Welcome back to the Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. Happy Thursday. As you are listening to the show today, it is LFCC Workforce Day. We are talking about leadership with Guy Curtis and Jaleese Ballin. Leadership Base Camp in particular, which I think is fantastic as a starting point. We touched a lot, Jaleese, in the first segment on why this program is so important and all of the background and the research and the feedback that you put into developing the program. So let's say I'm an employer of one of these companies that needs somebody to teach my staff how to move up in the process. What's the first thing that I should do? What should I know about the weeds part of this program?
Sure. Well, so we're going to be offering the program in a couple of different ways. So we're going to be kicking off our first cohort. So this is in September, on September 14th. And so this is if you are a company and you have like only two or three people you want to send, we would take enrollment with folks from different companies and put them together, very similar to how we do Leadership Institute. We've also had a number of companies already reach out to us saying, look, I've got like 10 or 12 folks. Could you come and do this just for our company? And so the answer is yes, absolutely. We can do that as well and do what we call a custom program. So we can do it on site or host them at campus and schedule it for dates and times that work for them. But for the cohort, for folks who are interested in that, like I said, it starts September 14th. And one of the things that we heard loud and clear from our advisory group is that one of the unique challenges when for our manufacturers and our distribution centers is they have shift workers. So they have folks who are going 24 hours a day. And that's really challenging when you have folks working a night shift to try and send them to an all-day training. And so this training, it's a total of 10 classes. And each class is a half day. So for the first cohort we're running, we're going to do two classes a day So it'll actually be five different sessions that they'll come, and it'll meet every other week starting September 14th for 10 weeks. And then our second cohort, we're going to kick off in January, will be an evening cohort. So it'll be one class, one evening a week for 10 weeks. And so that way we're trying to accommodate our companies by offering it at different times that work for them. And the other really cool thing about this program is that we've created it to be, even if you're going through it as a cohort member, it's customizable. And what I mean by that is there are six core courses that everyone will take, and then there's four electives. So each person will get a chance to choose what those four additional courses are from a predetermined list. So they can kind of customize their experience and make sure that it's really unique to their industry, their job role, and who they are as a young leader.
That is a really good idea, because so many times people will sign up for some of these types of programs, and I don't want to say they're cookie cutter. They apply probably 70 to 80% for what they're going to need to know, but that other 20% is always kind of just hanging out there. That is a genius way to be able to make sure they can customize it to the best of their benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was echoed by our advisory council as well. They really love that, because some of our electives are like, we have a customer service class, we've got a computer basics, we have a women in leadership. And so not everybody is customer facing. So they wouldn't all need customer service. And not everyone, you know, needs to be upskilled on their computer skills. So it really is going to allow each person who comes through to get that personal experience.
And this isn't something necessarily where I, as an employee, would reach out to you and say, hey, I would like to sign up. This is a situation where if I'm listening and I want to take advantage of this, I should go to my employer or my supervisor and say, hey, I heard about this program on the radio, because the ask really kind of needs to start with them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, certainly we wouldn't turn anyone away who wanted to come on their own, but I would definitely encourage folks to start by talking to their supervisor or their HR department and letting them know that they're interested, because really, ideally, they want their employer to pay for this, because it's a way for the employer to invest back in them and invest back in the company.
And this is really affordable on the employer side as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's $17.95 for the cohort. If you want to do the custom training, we would do custom pricing based on the needs. That includes lunch for our first cohort, since it's an all-day class. You know, it's really, as Guy had said before, it's kind of as the foundation of our leadership programs, not to take away from the value of it, but it is also the most affordable, because we understand that there's going to be more people at this level that employers need to invest in. And we kind of have this pyramid visual where, you know, you have a lot of young leaders at that baseline, and then it kind of moves up to Leadership Institute. It's going to be a few less people. And then our top tier program is Leadership Excellence, is even less. So the pricing structure goes up, making this our most affordable leadership program that we offer.
Well, and not to mention, if you have someone in that position now that needs this training and doesn't get it, the ramifications potentially could be a lot more than just the $17.95 you're spending to send them to training if they're not doing a good job with the rest of your staff. And now suddenly you're having people leave in this employment market. That gets a little touchy too. So it seems like it's a win-win all the way around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head, Janet, because that is what we're hearing from our local employers. It's a very competitive market right now in manufacturing, and they need to find a way to create and develop healthy teams and invest in long-term employees. Because if they're just there for the paycheck, then, you know, when the company across the street is offering 10 cents more an hour, then you're going to lose your folks. So it's really a way for these organizations to kind of home grow a workforce that's going to be long-term and create healthy and diverse teams that are obviously going to have a great impact to their business.
In previous episodes, when we've talked about how people will stay at a job, maybe not getting a raise or making less than they might make somewhere else, if the person they're working for or beside just fills that void for them. If they love their job and they love who they work for and they love what they're doing, they'll stay. And that all circles back around to leadership.
Yeah, exactly. I would say at our college, it's a great example as far as the leadership that we have, the teams that we work with. We have a very core, strong leadership that's guiding us and leading us. And so if I was not enjoying myself as an employee, I'd be so quick to leave for the next opportunity, but never thought about it once because of such strong leadership, the continued development that's given back to the employees as well as far as professional development and learning opportunities. We had an amazing professional development session from our HR department just yesterday. This guy, this great speaker that spoke to us about strategies and leading themselves and leading others as well too. And it's interesting how it just the effect that it has among the employees and the morale of your department and as well as your entire organization when you have strong leadership and the support there and the development to grow as an individual. So certainly the cost and investment to retain is very minimal compared to hiring a whole new staff member or the time that it takes to retrain them and bring in new leadership as well. And so yes, this is a great strategy to reinvest into the staff that you see as emerging leaders and to retain them. That's one great example to do that.
I love that you guys aren't just talking the talk, but you're walking the walk and that you're having these same types of professional development things in-house for LFCC and LFCC workforce that you're telling other employers they should also be offering. So, hey, kudos to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the session yesterday was amazing. Just the stories and the examples and the speaker. It was a Zoom situation, but obviously with the COVID thing and being safe. But yes, they're always reinvesting back into us and certainly within our department and the college president as well. It's awesome leadership and vision that they see, we all see and support together. And so because they're constantly reinvesting back into their employees. And so that was a great example yesterday for sure.
So how does an employer reach out? Is there a website? Do they send an email? Do they make a phone call? And who does all of that get directed to?
Sure. We have a great landing page for folks to learn more about Leadership Basecamp. It's lfccworkforce.com/LB. And coincidentally, it's LB for Larry Baker. I know he's on the show as well, too. But Larry is the guy to talk to learn more about how it can be customized for your organization or if you're looking to get involved with the cohort that's starting later in September. But Larry Baker or visiting our website would be a great place to start.
I would imagine you're going to have a lot of these larger manufacturing firms say, hey, we want you to come here because it's just so much easier.
Yeah, the scenario of helping the employer be and provide training at their location is one delivery method. I know Larry's got some great examples as where and when he's delivered training. It's been all hours and all shifts in years past. And based on where that employer has that need, as soon as they come off their shift or if they're at a good breaking point, it could be delivered right there on their place or at a neutral site like our campus or some other location. So we can get very creative to help meet the employers where their needs are and meet them where they need to be.
So Jalise, for the one that is happening, the cohorts that are going to be happening at the campus, are there a limited number of spaces available? Should people be reaching out now, even though that doesn't start until September 14th?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are a limited number of spaces available. So we're probably going to have between 15 and 20 seats available. So it is limited. But like I said, we plan on running multiple cohorts a year. So if it fills up, we'll have a waiting list. But absolutely, if someone's really interested in this, I would talk to my manager or HR contact about this and get in touch with us soon. And we can make sure that you get one of those first seats.
And I would guess too, Guy, because I know how good you guys are at customizing these things, kind of like what you're talking about going into some of these manufacturing locations. If there is somebody in the healthcare field or like Jalise mentioned earlier in an office environment, they can reach out to you and say, hey, we'd like to put together one of these base camps that are a little bit more tailored to us. You can tweak this program particularly for them as well. So they should not reach out because we're talking a little bit more today about manufacturing or construction, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's one of the neat facets of our corporate training division within our college is that we're able to deliver a lot of different trainings and scenarios depending on the industry and where they are and what the need is and meet them exactly what their needs are. And so I think that's one big part of the process of our team reaching out and understanding basically a needs analysis of an employer, working with them and where their needs are. But yes, certainly any industries are open to these training opportunities. And very customizable for their specific needs of where they are.
And lfccworkforce.com/LB for Leadership Basecamp or Larry Baker. You can
choose.
That's
right. Yes, exactly. Yes.
Well, Guy, Jalyce, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to have this conversation with me. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Janet. Appreciate you having us.
Thanks, Janet. It was fun.
I will be back tomorrow. Have a brand new episode of The Valley Today on tap for you just a few minutes after noon. So meet me here then.